We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning in the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Continuing sugyas about the Minig HaMakom, we have to keep Minig HaMakom. So Bnei Chazoi, Nogi, the Mefarshi Chalo Ma'aroiza. The Minig in the place of Chazoi, that city, they used to take off Chalo, off rice. Really, we know Chalo is only, things Chayav the Chalo, only the five Chameshis Mine Dagon, the five grains. They have a din lechem, din bread, and therefore you have to be mafresh chal and give it to the kohen. They went ahead and they were mafresh chal even from rites. So also, that was the minig there. Also, Amalei Rav Yosef, they told Rav Yosef, you know, in Chazari, they take off chal off rites. Amalehu, so Rav Yosef told them that, you know, nechle zar ba payo, let a zar go ahead, a non-kohen, go ahead and eat the chal that was taken off the rites, eat it in front of them, and that way you'll show them that this is not really chal. Basically, he was saying it's not a real minig, so just eat it in front of them to show them it's not a good minig. How can you do that? How can you show them it's not a good minig? It says in the Braisa, Dvarim HaMutarim, something that's mutter, V'achirim Nogu B'Visser, but they have a minig to Aser, Yathar Sheratir Mufneim, you're not allowed to be matter in front of them. So here, why are you being matter in front of them? Amaloi, so our Vaisa answered him, V'lav mi itma Allah, didn't we learn? Aram Chista B'Kusai. We learned that whole din is only by kusoy. Kusoy were a shayla of the Geri Emes, or Geri Arayas, even the Geri Emes, there was some nation that came from Kusi. Still, they didn't keep the mitzvahs so well, so by them, if they're knowing something, you don't want to matter for them, because then they're going to say, oh, that's mutter, I think everything is mutter. So Rav Chista said, this whole halacha, dvarim ha-mutarim, something that's really mutter, and people know it, so they can't matter, it's only talking about kusoy. So Rav Yosef said, what do you want from this brisa? That's talking about kusoy. So he answers, no, kusoy, my timer, why don't you allow, why are you allowed to be mad at something from the kusoy? Because if they hear this is mutter, they can mad at more things. This town, Chazoy, they also, if you tell them this is mutter, they're going to say, every chal is mutter. So therefore you shouldn't do it. So Elamar of Ashi, what is the halacha taka in such a town? So Chazina, Iruban Oiriz Achli, if most bread in that town, this Chuzoi, is rice bread, and people will know you take off challah, don't stop them. Like Nechli Zar Ba'apaiwa, Zar should not eat the hafroshas challah in front of them. Why? Maybe, since the main staple is the rice bread, if they don't take off challah, they're going to forget the whole idea of challah. But, the Iruban Dogon Achli, but if they eat, right, the people there eat bread made out of grains, that's lechem, so nechli zar ba'power, so dafke eat the rice bread hafroshos challah in front of them. Why? Because if not, they're going to think that is really challah, and it's not true. And what happens if they think it's real challah? Dilma osi la'afrushe min achiyev al aptur, un aptur al-achiyev, which means like this, that if they think rice really chayev and challah, they might have like a whole dough of rice, and they'll take a little piece of wheat dough and say, this should be challah on that. The problem with that is, it's not really challah on that wheat dough. There's no chayiv challah on that. And therefore, if it's not chayiv challah, it's still tevel, technically. And if you give this to the kohen, you're feeding the kohen tevel. And the opposite case also, if you have a dough, a wheat dough, that's chayiv challah, and you mafresh from a piece of rice, wasn't matir the dough for you. So you come out to be eating tevel. So therefore, in the place where there's roiv dog on there, a lot of grains, do not take off challah of oirez, and don't make that believe that oirez is challah, because you're going to make problems and people are going to take off ma'avtur al-achir, ma'avtur al-achir ma'avtur. So that's what the Gemara says there. Now, Taisus just gives you a little bit al-hagdaras, exactly how to know what's called Dvarim a minig, what's not a minig. So Tosfos says, they bring the Verbei Nisim, that this idea that Dvarim HaMutarim V'Achirim Nogu V'Isser is something that the people in the city know it's mutter, and they want to be machmeh on themselves. That's the lashon, Dvarim HaMutarim V'Nogu V'Isser, that they want to be machmeh on themselves. But let's say it's something that's a toyus. Something that's a toyus is nothing to talk about. If some city, they have betoyus by mistake, they're machmer on something, that you're allowed to be matter, because the whole thing is a mistake, based on a mistake. Here, we're talking about, it wasn't based on a mistake, they made a hagdara on a dava hamutta for whatever reason. So there, you should not be matter in front of them. That's number one. Number two is, that Tosfos asks, doesn't our Mishnah say that you have a minig hamakom? So what was the havmin here to start eating, eat the rice, the non-Kohen should eat the rice bread in front of them? There's a minig hamakom. So Tosfos says that minig hamakom is only a minig chashuv that Tamid Chacham sat down and made this minig. But a minig like this by the challah, even though it was a minig that they did it consciously, but it wasn't a minig that was a psak from the Bezdin Hamakom, it wasn't that type of minig. A minig that's a psak from the Bezdin, a minig choshuv, you cannot be matter at all. You have to even keep that minig. Mashiach, this minig was in between. It wasn't a tayus, but it wasn't like a psak Bezdin. It was just a minig Hamakom that was not a psak Bezdin. It wasn't a minig choshuv, therefore they don't have to keep it. But the shaila was, should you be mevatlet? And they said, the only time you should mevatlet is only if it comes to a kilkel. If it comes to be mafresh merachiyev al abtur, matur achiyev, like by Reuben Dagon, then you should not keep this minig, because since you have a chshash and it comes to a kilkel, therefore they should taka be mevatlet minig in that case. So Gemara will continue with these ideas of dvarim hamatar mecher nagav iso again, which means that they know it's mutter, but they have a chumra for a certain reason. Like by challah, by oirez, the reason for the chomer was so yishtakach teres challah, because since roivadim ate rice bread, we don't want them to forget. They didn't want to forget the whole idea of challah. And the Gemara is bringing other examples of dvar hamutarim v'acherim nagav isa gufa, dvar hamutarim v'acherim nagav isa, something that's mutter and the people there are noig isa. You have to share latir mifneim. You're not allowed to be matir in front of them. Amrav chista v'kusayi askinam. We're talking about the type of people that were kusayi. And they were from Kusi, and therefore they didn't keep the mitzvahs mamash so well. So don't be mad in front of them, because they're going to get confused and think that everything is mutter, more things are mutter as well, even things that are awesome medina, things that are really awesome. But Kuli Amaloi, it's only by Kusam, the Gemara asked. But Tanya, I'm showing you the Braisa said that there were other cities that had these ideas of Nogu Bem Isser, and you weren't allowed to be mad in front of them. But Tanya, Talach is that really two brothers are allowed to bathe together. It means without clothing, they're allowed to bathe together. But the ain reichetim shnei achim b'kavim. When kavim, the minig was two brothers did not bathe together. Rashi explains that the zechshash preaches here that since they're together without any clothing, maybe there'll be a shalom mishkav zacher here, and therefore the minig in kavim was that they did not bathe. Two brothers did not bathe together. Because they're always together so much, so they shouldn't be wear clothing together. Yehuda and Hillel, the sons of Rabbi Gamil, one time went to Kavul, and Shirach Shushayim Kechel, they went to the bathhouse together. The Kavul, the laws are in Kol Medina. And the whole city, the whole state over there said, Amru, mi emeinu l'ri'inu kach. We never saw such a thing. Two brothers bathing together. The Nishmat Hillel, the other voice, he said, Hillel listened. Listened to the Taina and went out. He went out to the other room. He didn't say, you know what, by the way, it's mutter. He didn't say that, because dvarim hamutarim shenogu b'misa. You don't tell him it's mutter. And Hillel, he didn't just say it's mutter. He said, oh, you're right, I'm leaving. That's one example. That's an example happened in Kavul. Another example. The halach is, yoytzim b'kur dekisayin b'shabbos. You're allowed to go out with, it's like a type of galoshes, rubbers, that they used to put, it wasn't made out of rubber, but they used to put something over their shoes. It shouldn't get too muddy and too wet. So they used to put these things over their shoes, like a loose-fitting like cover over the shoe. The halacha is that really allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. But in Biri, the minhag was they did not go out with it on Shabbos. The chashash hoitza, they're worried about carrying. Ve'ein yoytzim b'kor dekisoyin b'shabbos abiri. And Biri, the minhag was not to go out with these rubbers, with these galoshes. U'maisa, Yehuda v'Hillel, bonos of Rabbi Gamil, same Yehuda Hillel, the children of Rabbi Gamil, went yotzu b'kor dekisoyin b'shabbos abiri. They went out with this shoe coverings in Biri on Shabbos. V'laz le'em v'din av Amru, they said, the whole province, they were telling them, we made a arena kach, I never saw someone walk out with that on Shabbos. B'shamtum, they took it off, and Nosel of them, they gave it to their non-Jewish avodim to wear home. V'loy rotzu loyim lehem v'tarim, and the some of the farshim were busy with the lechari shvisis avdoi. So maybe they say it wasn't mamish your eved, it was like their workers, and then it's not a problem. They wore it home. V'loy rotzu loyim lehem, and they didn't turn to the people and say, "What are you v'tarim? Atem it's mutter." So you see again that dvarim shenogu bem iser iat rasha Rishayim L'Rishayi L'Hatim Ufnayim. You see, even though it wasn't Kusayim here, it was Biri. So it's the second example. First of all, in Kavul, you see they didn't want to be matter, two brothers bathing together, didn't go ahead and be matter. Then here with the Kordekisan in Biri also, they weren't matter. And a third case. If you walk through the shuk on Shabbos, the non-Jewish shuk, and there's benches in front of the stores, you let us sit down on those benches. And it's not chash marasai, and people are going to think you're doing business. But in the meaning was that they did not sit on benches on Shabbos, on because it looks like you're doing work in Akkur. They didn't sit down. That he sat on one of these benches on Shabbos. And everyone said, "What are you doing?" He sat down on the floor. He didn't want to tell him it's mutter. So what do you see from these three examples? You see from these three examples that there is an idea of not being matir, something that people held was also. And again, this is like Tosis Hagdara, that it was something that they knew was mutter, but they made a gzeira, that you're not allowed to do this. So you're not allowed to be matir for them. I wasn't kusayim. So that's the kasha. Rav Chisda said, "Dafka by Kusoy you have shalacha." Here you see a bunch of other cities. You have by Kavol, Biri, and Akoy. After the Gemara, Bnei Medina Sayam, Nami Kivin Loshichi Rabbanan Gabayo. The Bnei Medina Sayam, since or the Gersh is Bnei Medina, Kushav Akoy is called Medina Sayam. But Bnei Medina Sayam, Nami Kivin Loshichi Rabbanan Gabayo, since they don't have a lot of Tmida Chum in their city, Kusim Dama. They like Kusim, and if people see that this is mutter, they're gonna get confused and they're gonna think they allowed to do other things on Shabbos. If you think this is mutter, say that's mutter. Now the Gemara is going to explain like what was this pshat in this minig. They had this minig. We said from Tosfos it's a conscious minig. So what was pshat in this minig? So whereas Mishlam is safsli nachrim, I understand the minig. You know why? So the mechzi kemekach hamemker. It looks like you're going to do business. You're sitting down. It's like sitting down at the office. So it looks like you're doing business. Maybe it's gonna stop raining and you take it off and carry it. I understand the chumrah. Hello, Reichson, my time alone. Like, what would be wrong with bathing together, two brothers? So after Gemara, I'll tell you what the pshat was. Kretai went in a brisa. In my coil, this is a brisa, this is a din, this is a halacha. Kretai, in my coil, Adam Reichitz, you're allowed to bathe with any person without clothing. Chutz ma'aviv, besides your father, the chamav, your shver, your father-in-law, ubal imay, or the husband of your mother, ubal achaisay, or the husband of your sister. Rabbi Huda mater ba'aviv ne'kavod aviv. Huda's mater, if the father needs it, he needs help in the bathhouse, let it go with him. Huda l'bal imay, they can go with the husband of the wife, of their mother, if he needs it. Now, Rashi explains that the reason why you're not allowed to be reichitz with your father or your father-in-law, he says, I'll read the Rashi, since they see their father or their father-in-law at clothing, he realizes he came from there, by his father-in-law, his wife came out of there. There's her. Rabbi Huda says, it sounds like, according to Tanakhama, even for the honor of your father, you can't go to a bathhouse with him. So the Mefarshim explain the machlokes between these two man the Amrim is Meis Meiri. They say the machlokes is according to the Tanakhama, it's asher not to bathe with your father. Therefore, even if it's covered, you don't have to. But according to Rabbi Huda, the reason why you can't be bathed with your father is like the Gemara says later on by the Rebbe, because it's not the covered of your father to go bathe with him. But if that's his covered that he needs help, then it'll be mutter. So that was the brisa. Va'asu inu, and the people of Kavul, they came and they were gozer. Now we'll explain Shalom Negzera. Va'asu inu v'gozer v'shteyachim shem balachaysay. They were gozer for two brothers because of balachaysay. That was the Shalom Negzera because of balachaysay. That's why they were gozer. Rashi before said a different reason. I don't know how it stems the Gemara, but the Gemara is a different reason why they were gozer by two achim not to bathe together because of otu balachaysay. Balachaysay is a din as halacha. To go bathe with your husband of your sister. But two brothers really a mutter, but that's the auto balachaisa. Tana, we learned the Braisa. Talmud lo yirchatzim rabbi. A Talmud should not bathe with his Rebbe. Im Rabbi Tzarech Lo, if his Rebbe needs it, Mutter, then it's Tzarech Lo Mutter, it's Mutter. Because the whole reason that's covered, like we explained, if it's only out covered, then if it, the Rebbe needs it, he needs help in the bathhouse, then you let it go with him, even though he's not wearing clothing, let it go with him into the bathhouse. So I think we're going to invite more about Menhagim. The next minig that we're going to be referring to is a minig that might be a shayla of Mokoyim Shenohagu. It's a shayla, it's a minig choshev. We said if it's a minig choshev, then you have to keep the minig where you went to. That's the halach of our mishnah, like let's say, not doing work before Chatzos. That type of minig is a minig choshev. If Tamidi Chacham made a minig, it's not stam, the Devarim Hamutarim Vacherim Nogu Be'isif. So next Gemara will be something that's a Mokoyim Shenohagu type of minig, like we had before. He also, Rabbi Vachano, Ochol Da Yisra, he ate the fat called Da Yisra. The halach is that there's certain fats that are also to eat by a behemoth, you're not to eat it. And it's machlokes is exactly which fats. Around the stomach, called the keva, there are two fats. There's a fat on the bottom and a fat on the inside. The fat on the inside is shaped like a kesh, just like a bowl. And it's called the chel of Da Yisra, which is machlokes if it's the fat that's also or not. In Eretz Yisrael, they hold its mutter. In Bavel, they hold its also. So Rava Vachana came from Eretz Yisrael where they ate this fat. And he came to Babel, and in Babel he was eating this fat. He also, Rava Vachana, Ochol Da Yisra, Ola Gabe Rava Vira, Saba, Rav Reid, Rav Huna. Two tzaddikim from Babel came to visit him. Kivin Techazinu, when Rava Vachana saw them coming, Kasim, and now he covered it. Because he didn't want them to see it, because then Babel, they don't eat it. Also, Romli Labaya, so they went and told Labaya the story that Rabbi Chanan was eating this chaylev in Bavel, and he covered it when they walked in. Omulahu, Shavin Chukuzayu, they made you like a kusi, because he was telling that, why should you cover it? Do you know that there it's mut, here it's us, you're not going to make a mistake? They made like a song. But there is a Tais Sarash that says, Apia Gemara Omabay, is that they had a reason why, he had a reason why to cover it, because even though you came from Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael's mutter, when you go to a new place, you're not supposed to eat something with Hasya. That's why he covered it. But they were tithing, and he covered it like Kuzoy. Right, the Gemara, Rabbi Vachana, how did Rabbi Vachana do this? Lest they had the Tanan, he never heard of the Mishnah that says, Noizlo Chumri Yamakam Shiyat Misham, Chumri Yamakam Shalak Misham. We have in our Mishnah that if you have to give, take the Chumras of where you come from, and the Chumras of the place you went to. So the Chayrav, how did Taki eat this fat? The mice in this place, the minig amakom not to eat it. Amavaya, hani mili mebavel abavel. That's only go from one city from Bavel and Bavel to Bavel to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Inami even mebavel Eretz Yisrael. Avol Eretz Yisrael abavel, go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Lo, you don't have to worry about that. You could keep your minig of Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is the main place. Given the non kafina luhu, since we are meshuba to them, the only time the smicha was only given Eretz Yisrael, there was no smicha in Chutz La'aretz. So Eretz Yisrael was the main mokim halacha. So we are kafina luhu, avidin kavasahu. We do like them. There, in that case, if you are a ben Eretz Yisrael, you could do like ben Eretz Yisrael and not worry about the mokim you are. That's one teretz. Vashi yoma, I feel the Eretz Yisrael above. Even Eretz Yisrael above, you got to keep the minig hamokim. But how do you mean he didn't die to Lachzah? It's only if you're not going back. But Rabbi Vachana died to Lachzah. He's planning to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos explains that the fear of Ashi, it comes out like this. When it says you have to keep Chumri Amakom Shiyot Misham, Chumri Amakom Shalach Misham is not the same person. It means like this. If you're planning going back to the place where you came from, you keep only those Menhagim, like Eretz Yisrael Menhagim. But if you plan on staying here, you keep the mokum, you keep the minig mokum here. That's what comes out. It doesn't mean both places. It means, like Taisa says, the bottom Taisa is hashal tzadim k'tani. The chumri hamokum shiyot misham. That they keep the chumri of the place you left. V'day t'lach, so you plan on going back. The chumri mokum shalach misham. That they keep the chumras of the place you just landed. You just now. You only keep that mok. You only keep the minig of that mokum. But ain't day t'lach. You don't plan on going back. That's what Tosfos explains. And the Rishonim explained there's only one exception. That even though if you're a better Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to keep all the Eretz Yisrael in Bavel, but only if it's Befahesia and it's not like everyone else is doing, you're not allowed to do that. It has to be Dafka Betzina privately. That's the lacha that comes out from our Gemara.